My brother De La Soul.
What's good? What's good?
Sir, everything's marvelous.
Today's episode is gonna be legendary and monumental in that I've been fortunate enough to be associated with one of the smartest businessmen who a relevant artist and just so happen to be a GOAT. When I say GOAT, I mean greatest of all things, a real god when it come down to supplying the lyrics that a motherfucker need to hear based on the fact that it's some of the hardest shit that a motherfucker could come up with. And now it's been a whole lot of different things going on in the industry as far as how a nigga make money. And a nigga gotta make money to survive. But a nigga gonna be in this industry because that's something that he love. So with that being said, it's been a whole lot of diversifying going on. And niggas can see what's happening. I got a couple questions myself. And I also been getting a whole lot of questions that I feel you can answer about branding. And just in case anybody didn't know, I'm on the phone with my brother, a real god in this thing. This is Money Goat.
It's your boy DJ Hotman, the motherfucking DJ without no motherfucking turntables. KD's baby said I don't want to shop Mr. Real Kill your motherfucking ass. Mister, I think I need help turn the barrel towards your way, cop back, kick, sir. You're now listening to a Lust Day Lost Soul podcast, aka EU Lil Zone podcast. What's going on, brother?
Man, everything good. Man, this right here, man, this is something I've been wanting to do for a minute.
I mean, something I've been wanting somebody to do for a minute. No homo pause. You know what I'm saying? The only reason why I'm saying that is because, to be honest, I said I always told myself that my first interview was gonna be by you. You're gonna be my first interviewer. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be the first person to interview me. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, you're gonna be the only person to interview me. And all your platforms are gonna be, I mean, it all this is gonna be on our platforms. So it's a blessing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to you, it's a blessing. Back to business.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a long time because there's a whole lot of artists out here, man, that's doing this, but then and they're putting the work in and they good. But you know, the money ain't always there, you know, when you until you get to a certain level. So that's what this is for.
Right, what was the question again?
Nah. The questions. Well, we're gonna get to the questions right now. Yeah, matter of fact, let's just go and jump straight into it. You're right. What's the most cost-efficient way to put out a big record? I mean, you put out some excellent records, and I mean, you do it in a big way. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't always got that type of money. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, though, niggas want to put out big records. What's the most cost-efficient way to put out a big record?
I'm letting nigga know this right here. See, first and foremost, most people really feel as if like they really need money to put out a record. You don't need no fucking money to put. Let me tell you something. If you think you got a big record, and what I mean by a big record, you done got, I don't give a fuck if your homeboy made it, I don't give a fuck who made it. You know what I'm saying? But it got to be your shit. It can't be no shit you done stole from YouTube. It can't be none of that shit. All this shit got to go to Dick Piff, buy mixtapes, shit that you give out for free, shit you don't make no money off of. Because if not, they gonna sue your ass if you don't get that motherfucking, if you don't buy that beat. But listen, it's all about business. You know what I'm saying? You got people that'll distribute your, you got people like, I don't want to say no name because they gonna get paid for it. But you got people out there that distribute your music for you to for a percentage off the top. You dig what I'm saying? But people like, I want to own my masters. I want to do that. Yeah, bitch, you can still do all that and just get a small percentage off your distribution. Do you know how big that is? You know what I'm saying? Do you know how big that is? They ain't taking numbers. Some people take three, some people take four, some people take 10. But depending on how much a motherfucker take off, You know what I'm saying? This how farther your career can be. And they ain't gonna do nothing but place your shit in those markets for people to buy. You know what I'm saying? Everything else is on you. You know what I'm saying? They do got some little shit where you can pay some extra money and shit, and they can start distributing your shit and marketing your shit. But if I was you, and if my first record, I'd go out there and hit the streets. You know what I'm saying? Build a motherfucking street team. Go out there, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, real deal street team, like back in the day, posters and all that shit, hit a street team, hit all them local DJs, you know what I'm saying? Hit all them local DJs, hit all them local club owners, you know what I'm saying? Little shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But make sure you hit them DJs that's out there spinning, you know what I'm saying? I know it's quarantine right now, so during the court, it might be kind of different. You might have to be like strictly like online or some shit like that, but that's easy too. But you gotta have to work. You gotta have to work, especially if this your first one. You gotta have to work. You know what I'm saying? But get on one of the motherfucking platforms that's gonna distribute your shit everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? And then once you do that, once you get yourself on the platforms, you start marketing yourself. You start, you know, say promote yourself, letting people know where they can get your music at. You know what I'm saying? And that's really how I built up, how I did my shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's totally different now. But I'm just saying, like, the first record, you know what I'm saying? That's how it was when I first built my shit. You know, it's real easy, but shit, I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of difficult too, especially if you ain't got the grind. You ain't got the grind for the shit, it'll never work. You know what I'm saying? You might as well go and get signed. You might as well go and get signed.
It ain't never gonna work if you don't got the grind.
Nah, if you ain't got the grind, and it ain't never gonna work. You might as well go here and try to get signed to a major artist, I mean, to a major company or something. I was speaking from independent.
I understand. Yeah. So, but you know, it kind of leads me into my next question, because you know I had a culture podcast about, you know, what you're doing it for. And, you know, it got
here's one of my dreams right there, man.
I'm talking about money. It was a whole lot of information that I took out of it. But it got me thinking, you know what I'm saying, when you was talking about, you know what I'm saying, chasing your dreams and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you still out here chasing it, but at the same time, you ain't making no money, and you happen to put a whole lot of money into it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? My main thing when I started thinking about that, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Some people, you know, they gotta keep their 9 to 5, or they gotta take a 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying? That type of thing. But at the same time, I know you was talking about opening up different avenues, you know what I'm saying, of getting paid and stuff like that. And then it's a whole lot of places in the industry where a motherfucker could, you know what I'm saying, actually get their paper, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I was just wondering, like, just for the people, I know a lot of people probably need to know what are the, you know what I'm saying, most lucrative roles I could play, you know, in the music industry, you know what I'm saying, that might not actually, you know what I'm saying, if my music ain't taken off yet, you know what I'm saying?
See, most people, like I say out the way, it's everybody want to be the star. Everybody want to be the star nowadays. Everybody want to be out there in the front line. Everybody want to be in the line. Like, everybody want to have the car, be with the bitch. Everybody, you can do that. You know what I mean? But we need more CEOs. If we had more CEOs, everything would be a lot better, man. A whole lot better. You know what I'm saying? More CEOs. Stop trying to be the nigga that's in the company, man. Trying to be the nigga that run it. You know what I'm saying? You can make a lot more money, man. Think about it like that. You know what I'm saying? You can make a lot more money. Be the CEO, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to do. Most people be like, God damn. They think it's really just a name. But no, it's not, man. You know what I'm saying? You be around these niggas every day. You and your homie, y'all be sitting there rapping every motherfucking day. That's the only thing y'all do. Sit there, freestyle. You record it. Boom. Let this shit sit on the computer. You already doing half the job, nigga. You just engineered it. You know what I'm saying? On that beat, you just orchestrated it and produced it, really. You know what I'm saying? So, like, motherfuckers don't think of it that way, though. You know what I'm saying? But if we go take that step and try to be a CEO of some shit. If that ain't true, you don't want to be the like that. Shit. Ghost right. I know niggas right there that'll pay you know what I'm saying, a little money out their pocket for a hard ass track. You know what I'm saying? Engineer, they making bread. You know what I'm saying? Most people ain't looking at it like that. Motherfuckers that just go and record and mixing the shit down straight and do that thing. They making bread. Engineers making bread. Motherfucking let me see, man. I'm trying to run everybody up in there, motherfucker, man. Engineers, consultants. See? You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers making bread.
Oh
You
yeah,
know what I'm saying? Like, you know, huh?
I said, oh yeah, they make us a break. Got that?
You know what I'm saying? Little shit like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna cap. Like, everybody can get money, but there's so many ways to get money, especially still in the industry, man. Motherfuckers don't look at it like that. A&R, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could go take it back to the street team. You know what I'm saying? Look at the party promoters. You know what I'm saying? Look at the party promoters, nigga. You probably don't need not be a nigga that's really out here, that's really talented and can do some shit. You could be a DJ, nigga. You could be a DJ, nigga. Get out there and mix them just down, man. Guess what? And all that is all like digital. It's like all of it's totally digital now. You feel what I'm saying? You can take it so many different ways now. It's all of it's totally digital now. You know what I'm saying? That way I can really be out there, motherfucker, mixing some shit down. Shit sound good as hell, but you ain't even got no turntable. DJ, no turntable.
All right, so look, when you say jobs like, A&R or engineer or DJ and stuff like that, so are you saying like I can have my, what I'm saying, my company, I'm CEO of my company, but I can go like be an A&R for a major or A&R for another company or something like that, what I'm saying, to get bread?
You got that right. It depends on that number. Look, you guys got to check that for the paperwork, though. So y'all motherfuckers now, see, this most motherfuckers, they don't like to check. They don't read their paperwork. Y'all got to check y'all paperwork because you can be doing this shit, but you can fuck around and style your motherfucking business over you. You'll be under their shit. You know what I'm saying? And try to go out there and chase their money. You know what I'm saying? They going to give you so much. Like, God damn, I'm getting all this for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, motherfucker. They got your ass, you know? Because they see how smart you are, they see exactly what you can bring to the table. So, oh, no, we can let this motherfucker go. But hell yeah, and they can do that shit. You know what I'm saying? I done seen it happen before. Think about this. This is one way a motherfucker really can take it, right? Jeezy, y'all remember Jeezy, right?
Oh, hey, remember Jesus.
Okay, I ain't getting paid for this shit, but I'm just gonna plug my nigga anyway. He got his own little talk show now, right?
Oh, okay. Shout out to that nigga Tom Zoo.
Yeah. One of his first motherfucking hosts. I mean, one of his first motherfucking guests was Ludacris. Check it out, man. It's on some big boy shit though, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on some grown man shit. You know what I'm saying? And then you can really break down the whole goddamn battle and shit, why he was the way he was doing the battle and why everything brought purposes with Jesus. Anyway, so he got the talk show and shit. And but y'all remember Block, Big Block from Block Entertainment, right? And he was doing his goddamn thing with Bad Boy South, right?
Back then, yeah.
When P did it. Yeah. So basically, this nigga had a contract with them, right? For a 1 year contract with them, right? For that album.
Yeah.
Or one album contract, however, you know what I'm saying? But he was also signed with Def Jam. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With that's how with that motherfucking Block shit, the Boys in the Hood dropped before, right before his album. You know what I'm saying? And if you pay attention, They started beefing because they're like, oh, this nigga left the you know, the woo woo and all this and that, right? Oh, this shit was playing. That's why I said this shit is entertainment.
Off top.
So the niggas already knew what you know what I'm saying, situation the nigga had. You know what I'm saying? So that's how they went. But I'm just saying you can have somebody. That's why they say you signed and then with Drake. My nigga Pusha T, I love that nigga. That nigga said some shit like rap game is all fucked up. You signed to one nigga, you signed to two niggas, you signed to another nigga, man. That's bad luck. You know what I'm saying? So you can make deals with, you know what I'm saying, whoever. You just got the bag up. You got the whoever, whatever you sign on that dotted line, you got to fulfill that need. You know what I'm saying? If you fulfill that shit, nigga, you gonna make money. If not, nigga, you gonna drown. For real. If not, you gonna drown in water. You ain't about to learn how to swim. And that's what Drake did. He learned how to swim on top of the world right there, right?
For sure.
Regardless about how many deals he done signed.
Yeah, like you said though, you gotta be careful with the sign. Apparently, a good business man got out.
Yeah. Yeah. And the niggas you signed to ain't too bad. Shit, though. Got motherfucker Lunch Daylight Soul on this motherfucker, man. Hello, let me stop, baby. Let me plug my motherfucker sponsor, man. Give a shout out to Sideline Apparel, you know what I'm saying? Lady Crazy Sideline Apparel, you know what I'm saying? Shit coming out real soon, you know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to Hippie Apparel, you know, money make it look good. I'm finna go ahead and get all that extra shit on there, because y'all know y'all like that extra shit you did. Give a shout out to my nigga Super Dirty, this on Lunch Daylight Soul Apparel, man. So uptight for y'all other niggas, man, you know what I'm saying? Drunk Uncle Apparel. You know what I'm saying? We still doing it, and we doing the monies. The monies. Not the money, but the monies. You know what I'm saying? This shit off some bullshit. I'll tell y'all about that later. But yeah, back to the interview, man. I'm sorry I had to put my little fuck
Yeah,
up.
so yeah, damn, but I mean, you know, I got a question for you though.
All right.
Now, it's a whole lot of people out here that ain't writing, but for the ones that are, for the writers, how do I leverage my publishing? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in a certain position, or I'm trying to get a certain amount of bread, you know what I'm saying? And I already got these songs. Like, how do I leverage my publishing? You know what I'm saying? If I ain't never did that before.
I mean, okay. First and foremost, this the part where come in there where motherfucker be like, "But hey, about what you know is about who you know." You know what I'm saying? So, if you out there, you got these records, you know what I'm saying, and you sit on these records, you know what I'm saying, and you try to get somebody here, that's exactly what you got to do. You got to go get somebody here. See, we done got lazy when it came to the internet. We said we done sent back. I was simply sent him through an email. I'm gonna send it to his sister. I know this is his sister. She on Instagram every day. I'm gonna send it to her. Man, yo, get your ass up and go to these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Offices and sit down with these people. Get up, oh look, I got this idea, bro. You know what I'm saying? All this my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a writer. I'm trying to come up. You know what I'm saying? Can you push me into the right direction? They like this shit. Fuck around, somebody gonna buy that shit from me. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
And put you up on some bullshit. But you got to be willing to sell your shit. Don't be going out there, you know, sit back, you know, wrote this song 3 days, you talk about your baby mama's real close to your motherfucker hard. Oh, you talking about fuck this bitch, fuck that hoe. If y'all want your motherfucker money bag, yo, or black y'all for singing your shit. Don't do that. That ain't the approach you need to be trying to take. You need to sit back, stack your bread up, and get to the point where you can
Money,
be like, oh,
money,
okay, but if you
money.
really.
You putting down some real game over here, man. I need to stop. Money. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties and things. I I'm sorry. I'll probably answer the audience, but can you go back a spell?
I said basically what I was saying was I was like, you know what I'm saying? If you make sure it's something you want to sell. Make sure it ain't no motherfucking no shit that's close and near dear to your heart. It should be no sentimental values to it, because the next motherfucker can have it, and then you can sell that shit. You can hear the next motherfucker rapping your shit. You did. So if you try to approach it like that, bro, you really try to get out there. You gonna have to go to these motherfuckers yourself. It ain't like, don't reach out to them on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got a mean ass approach. Now, if you got a mean ass approach, you know what I'm saying? Your shit just so big despite you got your motherfucking shit looking all good, looking pretty and shit. You know what I'm saying? When they open it, you see balloons and shit, like little shit like that. Oh, you good. Go ahead, try to do that shit. You might get a little bit more attention, but every man and woman out here is doing the same shit you're doing. Sending their shit straight to their DM. This shit is not for to get noticed, bro. If you really want to sell your shit, bro, you got to go out there and actually be right there physically with them. Oh, they got a show tonight. Oh, let me go down there to the show, man. Probably I can get close up to him, you know what I'm saying, at the show. He got a meet and greet down. Let me go down there to that meet and greet. You know what I'm saying? All these little shows and shit, man, you be it. Sure enough, they be working. They be working, bro. That might be your motherfucking chance right there, though. You never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know. But like I said, you know, so you never know, bro. You should go out there. You should try to get close up on them folks, try to sell them folks this
Talk.
shit. Real talk.
I'm talking, but it gotta be that face to face. It gotta be that hands-on approach.
Unless you cover with a different approach than everybody
Right,
else.
something.
Because everybody else is doing the same shit you doing, bro. You do know what I'm saying? Everybody, bro. You got to have some motherfucking amazing, what the shit called? Extravagant shit. You know what I'm saying? We are talk. Then you got to have a hoe with a big booty getting motherfucking candle wax getting pulled on her ass with whipped cream and a birthday cake on her back, nigga, to get a nigga attention. They be like, hold on, what's gonna happen next? And then they only watch it because they want to see what's gonna happen next, nigga. Is he gonna eat the cake? Is he gonna throw it? Nigga, what the hell you think, nigga? You gotta have some surreal shit to get a nigga attention nowadays. So,
So, but then, you know, we can go the other
you
way
got
with
them.
it too now, because, you know what I'm saying, that just leverage your publishing in that way. But then, you know, some motherfuckers trying to get their bread, man, you know what I'm saying, nigga out here struggling, you know what I'm saying, nigga don't mind, you know, selling a few songs, selling an EP or whatever the fuck the situation is, because it's hard out here, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean,
Especially for a pimp.
that. So, you know, I got a question for you, though. Is it possible to sign a publishing deal where, you know, after a certain amount of years, the rights come back to the writer? Like the copyrights come back to me?
Yeah, but for all the deals that I know, it's been like 30 years and shit. But you gotta remember, a nigga been in this motherfucker for a long time, so. But it's different nowadays, though. It's different nowadays, though. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I've been doing my research, and I've been doing this shit for a long time. And the people that I've been doing my research has been doing this shit for a long time for. It's people like Michael and Prince and Isaac Hayes and all those different type of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? If you gotta think about it. Back then, they was just not getting their shit back. And like, well, Prince, you know, so he always been on this shit, but a lot of motherfuckers just not getting their shit back when, you know what I'm saying, early 2000, you know, so, and that's fucked up. And look how long they been doing their shit, you know, look how long they been doing their shit, and they was just not getting their shit back, you know. And because those long ass contracts that the motherfucker had, you know, but it's different now. It's totally different now, but it's fucked up because most of these deals that they throwing out nowadays to about these major what they call this shit, labels.
Labor deals.
The major labels, the major label deals, the contracts they throwing out, it's like 360.
Damn, for a
They getting
labor
paid off
deal?
everything. The labels, most of these labels, the deals are 360. So, your ass is fucked, you know. because they're getting paid off of everything you do. You know what I'm saying? Clue your
Wait a minute,
show.
you talking about, so you talking about the
And then, because
majors
you know them.
or you talking about independent too? Like if you sign an independent.
Mate,
Okay.
it depends on what's independent. It depends on which independent deal you sign. Cause most of, cause you know what I'm saying? Most of the time, they taking a chance with you anyway with the independent. But the majors, most of them hold, it's like 360. You know what I'm saying? So all these young niggas you see, it's like out here, and they signed for like, say, a 300 or something like that. They get money. You got to be out here doing Young Thug numbers though. You got to be out here doing like little Durk numbers. You know what I'm saying? In order to be really getting some money, you know. So if you right out here, I even say like early Migos. I gonna say Migos. Migos right before they fell off. You hear me? You gotta be doing Migos numbers. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be doing Migos numbers.
You talking about to get the money
So
from the music.
to get the money from everything,
See, but then you know the music gonna be
because
popping anyway.
it's a 360. It's a three.
Okay.
Not it's a 360 deal. So it's not just off the music, because they get paid off that off the web. They get paid off that merchandise. You know what I'm saying? Shows, you know what I'm saying? Walkthroughs, you know. They get nails, you know,
Oh,
off
nigga,
the web. See that
I
button.
heard they even asking for your social media. If you got a podcast, they want your YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. 36 off the web. You know, but see, if you do this shit yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's one totally different, you know, how they bring come back to you. But a lot of these motherfuckers out here, bro, you gotta be careful, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, cuz I think the best thing for a nigga to do, if you gonna go back there, you wanna approach these motherfuckers, big labels like that. You gotta come with some partnership shit. 50-50. You know what I'm saying? Just let the motherfucker know, look, all that extra shit, look, you got to pay me to do this. But I already got my video, you know what I'm saying, producer right there. I already got my photographer. I got all this. I got my motherfucking studio in the house. My uncle got a studio down the street. We good. And then, look, if you come to him like that, let the motherfucker know what you already got. The only thing I need y'all to do is distribute my shit, nigga, and give me that marketing. It'll be a totally different contract. See, but most people don't know to say that or do that. And most of the time, when you be seeing motherfuckers sign that dotted line, they ain't got no lawyer right there, nobody. They dumb as hell because they go back and do what? Look at 10 lawyers, look at it after they signed. You a dumb fuck. You know what I'm saying? You already signed it, nigga. All this shit for
And
pride,
then the
bro.
crazy part about it,
You know what I'm saying?
you want to
I
make
like.
a person feel like you got loyalty to them, or you want to make a person feel some type of way because you know what I'm saying, you don't you like you or you might you want to make a person feel like you trust them or something like that by not, you know what I'm saying, having a lawyer present. And nigga, that just make a person feel like you're not very intelligent or you're not a very good businessman. That's all that make them feel.
Or it make them feel like, yes, I got him. You did? Because you got to think about this, though. That's why most of the motherfuckers get signed. All the money be all laid out. You get to look at all the money. See, they hypnotized by the money. Or, we going to do it on the private plane. The private plane ain't got to be in the air. We can just pull up to the goddamn airport. Private plane is right there. We walk on the plane to stop. Oh, you know what? What did they right there? What did they? Just a Phantom? Shit, I ain't drove that Phantom in 30 years, man. It's a drop top jet, man. We gonna get the hell. We gonna, you know what I'm saying? This gonna be a bonus. So we gonna give, you know what I'm saying, 2,500 to sign, you know what I'm saying, with the Phantom this here. He can take it home. The fuck you gonna do with a Phantom in the hood, dude? Be honest with yourself. What the fuck you gonna do with a phantom in the hood? You gotta drive me back to the same hood you just left when you came beside of this. I can't take this to the hood. Shit, by the mall, I gotta buy me somewhere to stay. Nigga, I gotta buy me some. You know what? Bam, what you gonna do? You still a hood, nigga. What you gonna do, L? You still a hood, nigga. I'm finna try to find the best, cheapest shit I can find.
Yep.
Bam, you spend that on that. Bam, now I can park my fellow right there. Fuck that. If that were me, you know what I would do. Damn, they even gave me the fellow. What you finna do, sell it? Hell you talking about? Sell
And
it.
all that shit part of a grand scheme to deprive you of all that money so you can come back to them for another album. And then even if that album, they hope that album don't sell very well so you can owe them an album. And you man, them folks, they got that schemed out.
You did, but did you hear what I said I was gonna do with that motherfucker? Sell it. Fucking anything. And then what would they do that? What's our pocket? I can either sit back and do that or just sit back and put this shit in the streets and let my niggas work. Come on now. Because you know why? What I'm gonna do with that? But I'm gonna try my best and make another buy myself out this bullshit ass contract. And they got me fucked up. Yeah. No cap. Nigga, you gonna give me a car, nigga? I don't want this shit. I ain't pick this shit up.
This
Nigga, you
ain't
part
part
of
of
the deal,
the
nigga. This is where your old
bit.
ass car. You know what? Okay, if it's mine, I can sell it. I can paint it, can't it? Okay, I can sell this bitch then. Get that bitch out of here. Give me a little 60,000. Now I can work. You know what I'm saying? I can pay him. I can pay you, you know what I'm saying? Pay at least for about 3 months. Bam, what I'm gonna do? Blow up without their
Yeah, but
help. And I'll be repping
shit,
this
them
bullshit.
motherfuckers, they gonna be get everybody gonna be getting paid. Nigga, they gonna be getting paid, you gonna be getting paid.
Let me hear that motherfucker. All right. My fault, child, my fault. If you like, oh, we made another song, you know, so you know, can't stop the music. Hey, but check, so check. Yeah. So, nigga, they had me, but motherfuckers don't think like that. Motherfuckers think like, fuck this shit, nigga, I got a phantom. No, nigga, let that bitch go. You know what I'm saying? You can get it later on. Stack your bread right now. You know what I mean? Got to.
But I mean, or like you said at first, you know what I'm saying? Fuck all this shit. Do that shit yourself, and you got that man got to split no money with anybody.
But you gotta think about it. Everybody ain't got their grind. Everybody ain't got their hustle to do this shit,
But
bro.
for the ones that do,
You know what I'm saying?
I
But
mean, they gonna see a lot more
for the ones
shenanigans.
that do, but I want y'all to know this though. I want y'all to know this though. This shit, I like one of my songs, like one of my songs I got. I said, I make it look easy. This shit is not easy to do. I do it all the time. This shit might be difficult for you. You know what I'm saying?
All time.
It's a job. It's a job. If you the type of American that do not, I ain't even gonna say American. The reason why I say American is because that's where I work. That's where I work. I work in America. You know what I'm saying? I get my money from, you know what I'm saying? So if you the type of person where you don't like to work, you don't like a 9 to 5, bye. If you hate getting up and going to work, the independent grind is not for you. Fuck that. Getting signed to a major is not for you. Because you know why? You got to get your ass up every morning. You know what I'm saying? And go make some money. And what I mean by that, it ain't going to be no money like they're going to give you a check. Sometimes it might be like that, but it's gonna be like, all right, you gotta go do this interview. You know, you gotta go do this video shoot. Oh, yeah, this is sound good. I'd rather do that to be flipping these boxes. Oh, okay. It's cool. But you know why? You out there flipping them boxes. You know what you gonna have to do, yeah, boy. Flip the box with the music shit, nigga. You might have a show, an interview, a podcast, another show, one more interview, and a goddamn breakfast, lunch, and dinner before you lay down on Tuesday. Your mind be totally gone. You dig what I'm saying? And guess what? You got no pussy between none of that time. You ain't seen your baby girl. She just came day before yesterday. And then you ain't seen, spent no time with none of your mama, them, your grandma, all that. You know what I'm saying? Grandma was sick. You got to put all that shit together. See, when you flipping them boxes, you can take that time off, nigga. But when you chasing that bag of that music shit, you got to be there when they say be there. Because if not, you know what? Your bag will go down. See, people don't think about this shit. And then look, check this shit out though. On top of that, right? You got the haters that be coming, bullshit on your shit. You got the motherfucking paparazzi taking pictures of your headsets they get. Then you got the motherfucking haters that was with you back in the day. They used to be your friends, but now they hate because they ain't in the place that you were. And now they talking shit, talking about what y'all used to do back in the day. Nigga, I thought you was my friend. So you got to think about all that shit. Why are you chasing the bag? See, that ain't for most people, man. That's why I said we need more CEOs than anything. Did you step your ass out here and think you're a motherfucking artist and end up fucked up? That's why you be seeing so many motherfucking artists right now on drugs and shit. You be looking, look right now. You can see 13 niggas right there that sprung out on something. They look bad as hell, but they used to look like that in 2019. 2019, they was on top. Man, look at them right now. Go back and look at these motherfucking rappers. Look, I ain't lying. Y'all think I'm bullshit, don't I? Go back and look at these rappers in 2019. Go look at their pictures. Just search rappers in 2019.
I said, nah, nigga, ain't bullshit. This is a...
Yeah, go back and look at rappers in 2019 and then look at rappers in 2021. Type in 2019, 2021, and look at the difference. Look at the pictures. So, nigga, they fucked up, nigga. They got about 80 more tattoos on their faces. And look like they about 32, the motherfucker about 25. That young nigga look bad, man. Motherfucker,
that's a good
week. That motherfucker doing bad though.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of that shit is, man. When you sign them type of deals, man, therefore they put you on the tours and they had you doing separate shit and shit, man. A lot of that shit be like sleep deprived, man. Them folk can't, you know what I'm saying? They really can't get enough sleep and shit because they gotta, you know, they almost like well paid slaves. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's a term or whatever, but you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers getting bread, but then it's like they cannot, they got so much shit to do with shit, and they gotta be at this place at that time, and all this type of shit, man. They can't do shit.
They can't do, it ain't too much they can do, because you gotta think about it like that, man. This shit, when you sign that motherfucker, because most people don't read that shit, man. Read that shit, man. Go back and tell your lawyer, man. I don't know what the hell you got going, man. But you can change this shit, man. Nigga can put in the contract, man. You gonna have to sign to me until the day pigs fly. You wouldn't know, nigga. Where you gonna see a pig fly, nigga? You know what I'm saying?
On some real nigga shit in a motherfucker. I don't want none of the listeners to get it twisted, like this dude is like so. Man, I done heard some stories about minding some contracts, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? From different artists and shit. This shit said no record label on the universe. You know what I'm saying? Can hire this man, you know what I'm saying? For this amount of years after, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Or
the same thing. Like,
or you know, the time, yeah.
Oh, Earth, and then it's. or any other planet, or any other planet.
Like the time limit we supposed to be signed, they say for life. Wait a minute, hold up. I don't give a fuck how much blood. Only beat the baby good. If you will miss it for life, I can't. Nigga, damn.
Any other planet, then you can't even make another, you can't even make a deal on the
that
moon,
shit
nigga.
crazy. But them folk do this shit though in real life.
Hey, yeah, you can't even make a deal on the moon, cuz that's the fucked up shit, nigga. Nigga spent all them billions of dollars to go to the moon to make a deal. Hey, he finna blow up, nigga.
I mean, and that ain't slavery though, bro.
Not today.
That shit, yeah.
Nah, hey, that ain't slavery, bro. Look, put it like this. I think it's past slavery. That's past slavery though. Because if a motherfucker tell you some shit like that, bro. Think about it, because you already know, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, man, we knew right there. Monday, bro, we gonna be out this year. We gonna be in these motherfucking chains for long. Because we know we black folk, we black people, bro. We already know, you know what I'm saying? We can't do this shit for so long, bro. You know what I'm saying? We can't keep doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, and our generation is so fucking strong, bro. We got the fuck out them chains. You know what I'm saying? With or without they motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? So, I think we honestly knew, like, we had more meant for us, bro. We weren't gonna be in the motherfucking chains for no long, you know what I'm saying? No long time. You know what I'm saying? So, with this shit, I think these motherfuckers really don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, motherfucker, you signed a deal like that, you signed it. You know what I'm saying? Because we had no choice. It wasn't no choice. Slave motherfuckers, some people that slave was a. Some people like slave with the choice shit. Like, we had no fucking choice when it came to that shit, nigga. Nigga, you had a choice to sign that motherfucking dotted line, nigga. That's why I said, Mister, I think I need to help. Tell the man to the way, cut back and sign the dotted line. And I don't mean that shit neither, but I mean that shit neither. Sign down, because that's exactly what you're doing, nigga. You're killing yourself with your sign down line. Especially if you ain't read the shit.
Yeah, and then we always say that too. We all like read the shit, read the contract and stuff like that. But a lot of time when they go for these people, they be 13 years old, they be 15 years old, you know what I'm saying? And they be so excited about signing with Cash Money or whoever, you know, just you know. And then, you know, well, that's how they take advantage of them.
It's fucked up, but they mama them in though, because most of the time they be having to have agreement. They mama dad have to sign it.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
But think about it. You talking about back in the day with Cash Money and shit. Them young niggas didn't have shit. Yeah, niggas didn't have shit. You hear me? Them young niggas didn't have shit. You hear me? So shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, you hear why? He said that nigga said, affirm my mama Sita told me I was making the deal with the devil. But my mama see to not say the bird man sent from heaven. You hear me? Now that's some cold shit. Life on like stuff. So check. How you feel about the? I know it's all about us, right? But how you feel about the life father like stuff part two?
Nah, there's I got it. You know, to be honest with you, bro. It's a lot of shit that I gotta re-listen to really get an accurate, you know, so that's a good line right there.
Hold on. You heard. This is what?
No, I think they making part two. I heard a track, and I know they was talking about it. But I used to love like Father Like Son when the whole first came, but I ain't doing that.
Man, that motherfucker
was hard as hell. But shit, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that, you know, it's hard to recreate.
It is.
No,
it's
true.
But anyway,
But it's
Whatever,
more the
whatever. We
time,
got
though.
we got we, we
Yeah,
got
oh,
another
yeah,
we got
for
another course.
sure. For sure.
We
All
got another
right, so,
course.
you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of motherfuckers that you're really trying to do this shit, really trying to get it, you know what I'm saying? On their own, on the independent tip, you know what I'm saying? So, I got one more question. After I go ahead and put all my songs in videos, the odd ones I'm trying to push, and then I put all those on all my platforms. But then I get to a certain level, and I got some listens, I got some views, some followers, but I ain't where I want to be at. How do I make my brand more recognizable so that, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers could be like really picking up on it?
Motherfucker had the motherfucking, for one, they marketing. You know, so you get all your shit up there. Now you got to start buying ads. That's why you got the ads, Facebook ads, YouTube ads. A lot of them hoes, you know what I'm saying, they ain't gonna work unless you know the demographics or unless you know the people you're trying to reach. You know what I'm saying? Say for instance, my podcast. Most of my listeners are between the ages of 20, I mean 19, I mean 23 and 35. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to my podcast, I know the people I'm trying to reach are between the ages of 23 and 35. Don't get me wrong, we got certain people that listen between other ages, but most of my listeners are between those ages. So you got to know the people that you try to reach. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got so many people out here that got tight beats. On YouTube, you can look up this shit called tight beats. You can have a beat like any motherfucker that you hear right now on the radio. And it's because of most, 'cause they know the people out there trying to get those type beats. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, you got to know who you try to reach. You know what I'm saying? You might not think you sound like this artist, but everybody out there, your fans gonna be like, "Oh shit, that nigga sound like you know what I'm saying? If they put you in that category, I'm gonna tell you, motherfuckers say I sound like Boosie. You hear me? Motherfuckers say I sound like Wayne. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers sound like Easy. And I look up to all them niggas. I appreciate all this shit. I don't think I sound like damn one of them. But that's the category that everybody put me in. So when it comes to my music, I place myself in them categories. So you should try to get yourself on the motherfucking a Spotify playlist that got Boosie on it.
Oh,
You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
See where you.
Spotify playlist that got Wayne on it. Because you know motherfuckers gonna grab that. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing with YouTube. It's the same thing with everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they put you in the category, you know you're gonna make, especially playlists, because that's gonna be the only way you're gonna be able to make any type of money on like doing streaming right now. If you get your ass on the Spotify playlist, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go make some bread, and I'm gonna tell you how to reach out. See, you got me out there now. This is what you do with the Spotify playlist, right? You go to the motherfucker and you do the same thing I just told you, right? The same formula. And you get your ass on that motherfucker, man, and you try to look for these people that are independent, core, whatever the fuck it's called, but independent person that made the payment. Not the nigga that got the check. Not the motherfucker. Go through that motherfucker and look for all right, this you do. First, you try to find the people that you know say you similar with. Get that. Get an independent person, like a nigga that ain't signed to a major, but he got a check. Get that. Bam. Once you get him, go through it, right? And you get another motherfucker that don't got the check, but he got about 500 or some followers. I mean, 5,000 or some followers. Get that. Bam. Once you get that, you know what I'm saying? You go get up there, motherfucker, and try to get the information. Like, how you doing, man? What I gotta do to get on your playlist? Or who created your playlist? How you get on this with rules and all this net? You're gonna send it to the artist. And if they fuck with you, they gonna see some shit back and let you know this the information to get on the payment. Yeah. Shit easy as hell. Think about it. Even if you got a piece of bread, you're gonna make this shit back because now you get streamed every fucking day. So play me. See, most motherfuckers don't know that, you know, so I'm pushing real
What is
gems on
up?
them motherfuckers. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, that's how you gotta
But
do that
now
shit, though.
I know it's a different day and age than, you know what I'm saying, from yesterday. But at the same time though, now I know it's kind of on the decline, but how important is, you know, TV or maybe radio promotion?
This shit is very important because yeah, think about it. I say apps because it's moving to that. But if you get some promotion on some apps, because you gotta think about a lot of these little apps that they got ads anyway. So you're like, God damn, man, how the fuck they gonna have some goddamn motherfucking commercials on Hulu? You know what I'm saying? Some fucking commercials up on. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker get mad because motherfucker got commercials on them, but those really ads that you can get on about. You can put your shit on there. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at that shit. My dad, I can put my shit on her neck. You know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit. You can fuck around, have ass on everything. OG. No shit. Now I'm talking about just, you got to just get, like you say, it ain't about what you know, it's about who you know, man. You get your ass in there, man. You get somebody that's close to somebody that know what they doing, then you can get in there. And that's the way we got to move toward the one. In order for you to really get known, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Atlanta's still the plug. You know what I'm saying? New York's still the plug. Miami's still the plug. And what I mean by them, shit, even now, Memphis, Nashville, you know what I'm saying? Still the plug. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is you can walk down those motherfucking city, bro. Ain't no telling who you might see. You know what I'm saying? But you gonna have to get out there and do it. You got to get out there and do it, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be the only way you gonna be able to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna lie, we had them. Like I said on my last podcast, you know what I'm saying? We was brainwashed bad as a motherfucker felt himself. Like somebody gonna come and see us, man. We just keep doing what we doing. Nah, bro, we got to get noticed. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck somebody gonna come and see us if we ain't get noticed? You know what I'm saying? So y'all gotta be the same way, but 10 times harder, you know? For real, y'all gotta get your ass out there, man. Go get this shit, man. Shit gonna come to you, gotta go get this shit, man. For real, especially if you want some. Especially if you want some. That's why I say if you type nigga, you hate to work on 9 to 5, you hate to do this, your job ain't for you, bro. The job ain't for you. I don't know what you're gonna do, right? You might really go quote. You gotta get out here, bro, and grind, fool. For real. For real. And it's just to get noticed. And guess what? Everybody ain't gonna like your shit. There's gonna be a lot of negativity with it too. You hear me? Cause everybody wanna be in your spot. You gotta take the good with the bad. Yeah.
Oh,
No cap.
man, that was beautiful. I think we're gonna end it at that. Hey, no, matter of fact, can you plug them sponsors for me one more time?
You was out to hip your apparel because you know, money make you look good. Sideline apparel for all the motherfucking ladies. You know what I'm saying? Sideline apparel by Lady Crazy. You got the motherfucking super dirty apparel. Go out there and cop this shit by Lux De La Soul, make it look motherfucking up fast for you up the ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Give a shout out to Drunk Apparel. You know, talking about we still doing this shit. You got Money the Movement Visuals. Hard Money Paints by Hard Money. You know what I'm saying? This shit gonna be going $59 a pop. Holla at me, Paints by Hard Money. You know what I'm saying? We still got the motherfucking we got the new streetwear coming out. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, anytime. I know we got the new fall wear coming out. It's gonna be real pretty. It's about real deal hippie shit, fall, real deal floral shit. You know what I'm saying? Flowers, you know what I'm saying? Pretty shit. I think I might be doing Disney, but I don't know. We're gonna talk about that. But a lot of pretty shit, man. You know what I'm saying? We got the goddamn No Need for a Beat Volume 1. Unless De La
That
Soul, I already
motherfucker
heard that
stomping.
motherfucker about it, you know, say that bitch is fire. We got the money 6 and number 7, My All Eyes on Me. Still working on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And some of us, we just working, bro. We
Big
just
shit
working, bro. We just
going
working.
on. So look, what floor can we reach you at, bro?
Goat music only at gmail.com. It's goat music only at gmail.com. You know, so y'all can hit me up on that motherfucking man. I'm doing big shit on that. That's about it, man. It's all probably the only way you can reach me. But I want y'all niggas to know this though. Man, as long as y'all stay focused, man, anything is possible. Real talk. Real talk. Hey, I said what about song? Just on that boy, I think it's on Money Six. I said, and I die for my kids and my wife and for my sister to have another day to live, motherfucker. And if you think this shit ain't possible, I die and she, I mean, if you think this shit ain't logical, I die and she died at birth. Anything is possible. Used to sell weed to school, whole locker full. Had everything in that bitch, including the fucking tool. Yeah, talk about a fucking pistol. No lie. We had everything except a smoke pistol. No lie. And I was smart as hell, wanted to do dental. No lie. Now I put gold teeth, my grandma dentals. No lie.
I want
Real
y'all to really
talk.
take heed to this because you just got some wisdom from a
Real
guy
talk.
that you probably can use throughout your entire life. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, it's been a pleasure and a privilege. I really appreciate you.
That's
All
not
right.
good, though.